broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you. There's a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. And there's a wind advisory, so you know what you've got to take to the course today. We're going to have partly sunny skies. As I said, it'll be windy. The northeasterlies, 15 to 30. That's why there's that chill in the air. It's not going to get real hot today. The low expected to be 68 degrees, but tell that to the guys over at Volcano. It's some 55 degrees. It's going to warm up, of course, a little bit when the sun comes up. But you know what? Nothing keeps the golfer away from the course. At Poipu Bay, there are 30 guys, Southside Men's Club, going out this morning to get their golf on, and you can too. Kapolei has an 8:30, Rojo Wine Country Club has an 8:40, Makaha East a 9:30, Wailea on the Gold Course, there's an 11:14, a 10:47 on the Emerald, and of course Maui Nui has an 8:36, also on Kauai, the Kahili Course, 8:38, 9:26, 11:02. That is the home of Claude Brousseau's Maui School of Golf. And I mentioned Volcano. I said it's 55, it's 53. Okay. 9:08, 10:10, and an 11 o'clock. We're going to get into getting fit. Oh, don't walk away. Don't run. Don't hide. This is something that is really exciting because it's called the minimal dose effect. Okay? Minimal dose effect. We're going to talk with Landskill Performance, and Jason Glass Performance Lab. They're both Titleist Performance Institute. They're TPIs. Okay? Lead coaches and strength coaches, and we'll talk with them right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Right, first off, Landskill Performance, lgperformance.com. He's Titleist Performance Institute lead instructor. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lance.
How you doing, Danielle? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Doing good. Jason Glass, JasonGlassPerformanceLab.com, Titleist Performance Institute, strength coach, one of the world's top golf strength and conditioning coaches. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How's it going?
Really, really good. You know, thinking of you two guys as minimal dose, I don't know. That just doesn't, but I'm fat because you guys are maximum when it comes to giving us information from the Titleist Performance Institute. Now, what you were talking to me when we were thinking about how we're going to kind of work the show, minimal dose effect, what you can accomplish with minimal dosage, without overloading the system. And that sounds fabulous for people who are a little gun shy about going into the gym or getting into fitness. You know, for some people run away from the idea of actually committing themselves to that. So let's start off. Lance, what is minimal dose effect?
Well, minimal dose effect, I want to give credit to Jason. He kind of came up with this term a long time ago. We've chatted a lot over the years, and he develops probably the world's best programs for people to get a little bit more performance, or a lot of bit more performance, as I would say, out of their golf games. And one of the things we found is golfers can sometimes shy away from the whole word fitness, because it can be scary. It can be overwhelming just by the connotation of sweating and muscle soreness and throwing up into a bucket. So Jason came up with this minimal dose effect where you can get maximum benefits with the least amount of infraction on your body. So you don't have these negative side effects, but you get the positive side effects of hitting the ball farther, hitting it closer to the hole. So he came up with this term, and he's been building his programming around it for a long time. And my role in the whole process is basically to screen the golfer, physically screen and assess the golfer to understand where we have to apply that minimal dose effect.
Okay. A lot of people are afraid of the whole fitness thing. You know, I've got my body, I've got my swing. Are you going to change my body? Is that going to change my swing? What do you say? What do you say to that, Lance? What's your reply to that, or Jason?
Jay, why don't you take it? Because I'm interested in hearing the Canadian version.
Hey, well, you know what? A lot of people do have some fears about fitness. I'm not sure why. It sounds to me like you guys have a high wind and high surf warning out this morning, but you're still going to step out on the first tee and try and hit a high draw. So you know what? There's bigger things to worry about than going in and doing fitness. Fitness doesn't have to be about sweating it out and, like Lance said, being on all fours, trying to catch your breath. Fitness can also be regenerative, things that are going to make you feel better and feel revitalized. We like to provide people with exercises that when they finish their workouts, they actually feel more energized and they feel better and more suited to play golf, not take away their energy and take away their ability to you know, be active. So we just have to change what we think of when we think of fitness. It doesn't have to be about aesthetics, fat burning. It could also just be about feeling better, moving better, and playing better.
Oh, that's it. I mean, feeling better, moving better, and playing better. That's perfect. So you've got load explodes. When you said to describe it as the P90X for golf, P90X, and people go, oh, God, P90X is going to kill me. But what is load explode?
Well, I have an online training program. It's a 16-week training program. And when I say it's like watching P90X, It's in that same genre of, you know, like a program that you watch a video, you follow along, you do the exercises while watching the video.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? This works for probably about, you know, 90% of the people that just want to, you know, get introduced to golf fitness. But if you like, if you really need a coach, like someone to watch over you and like have more one-on-one type of coaching instruction, Lance's online coaching program is fantastic.
Okay, well, let's talk about Load Explode first. 16-week
sure.
online training program. Okay, it's at jasonglasslab.com. So I can get Load Explode there. So I would I get the CDs or do I watch it on your website?
You just watch it on the website. And everything nowadays is just, you know, I'm coming from Canada. How do you get coaching from a strength coach in Canada when you're out in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Well, the only way you're going to do it is through the internet. And you just go to the website, you sign up for the monthly membership, which is $39, and you have access to that, including 50 other videos that you can watch on golf fitness.
That's great. And this is golf fitness. This is about getting golf fit. So you work... Let me ask you, a lot of people think they've got to work on their swing, but you balance that, right? Because if you're a right-handed person, you got to still keep that left side going.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, golf fitness does not look like golf fitness. If you were to see some of our tour, our PGA Tour players in the gym, you wouldn't know what sport they played. You might think they play ice hockey, or you might think they play baseball, because our workouts don't look like golf, and that's the key. We're just trying to prepare the body to become rotational athletes that can apply that rotational body to the game of golf.
Well, why is it important to keep the other side in the same fitness that the right side or left side is working on the game?
Well, we found that working both sides of the body by increasing the power on one side of the body actually enhances the ability for the other side to also create power. So a lot of people just kind of swing golf clubs and they do things in one direction. But when we started training the opposite direction, it actually improved the power output on the opposite side.
Excellent. And that's it. Yeah. And plus, you don't want to be out of balance, right? I mean, you want both sides to be working. We talk a lot about having kids do one sport and then they become injured, injury prone because they're only doing one sport instead of, in the old days when you played baseball one season and was there track another season, whatever, swimming, whatever it was, they were doing lots of different things. And now they're so focused on just golf all the time. And I've heard that that's not good for kids.
No, it's not, Danielle. The asymmetrical nature of our sport that we're talking about, golf, can have a long-term effect on children into adulthood, into adolescence. We know golf is an asymmetrical sport, yet when Jason and I train our athletes, we train them for symmetry, knowing full well we'll probably never get there. The problem is when you get too far out of bounds, or too far left or right of what a symmetrical athlete would be, you bring into play a lot of injury potential. In just a quick stat, 70% of golfers worldwide have played in some sort of pain at some point in their career. So what we're trying to do is diminish and reduce that number by creating more symmetrical athletes that, as Jason said, can produce more power, more consistency, but play the game with less pain.
Yeah, and a lot of right-handed golfers will hurt the left side of their body, their spine, their hips. When you feel that, you know, when you know that's happening, that's where the balance is so important, because you're putting such a load on a part of your body that's not being enhanced in the process. So you've got to make sure that both sides of you, both your left and right, are in balance, so that when you go on the course and you put that huge load on that left leg when you come through, I mean, it's taking a lot, and the right leg is taking a lot, but it's got to be in harmony. It's just your remote training protocol. You said you're in the middle of a huge program launch. Tell us about it.
My program, I found over the years that many golfers, you know, you get 10-15% of golfers out there that really want that one-on-one service where they're going to see a trainer every single time they go out, which is fine. And then there's maybe 30% of the do-it-yourselfers who will just look at online material and, you know, just randomly pick exercises for them. And then there's a 60% of the people right in the middle that are, you know, I need some guidance, I want some help, and I also want to do it on my own. So I developed a program where I will help guide you and coach you through your golf-specific routine via physical assessments online, as well as programming every 2 weeks. So with my athletes, I'm just trying to monitor their body's ability to move every 2 weeks to see changes both positively and negatively, and then correspond that with programming so that you have little two-week modules. And then constant communication in between. One thing Jason and I are very, very adamant about is communicating with our athletes and making sure they have their questions answered so that they're never too far away from getting the right information. And once they have the right information, an athlete's a very powerful weapon.
This is Lance Gill, and he's talking about lgperformance.com remote training. That's where you go, lgperformance.com/remote training. When you talk about evaluating a person physically, do they send you a photo, a video? How do you do that?
No, Danielle. You know what? I'm very, very indebted to Skype and FaceTime, because those two platforms allow me to interact with anybody in the globe at any given point in time. And all I have to do is tell them where to hold the camera and demonstrate the movement that I'm looking for. And then I watch them real time perform the motion. I'll even record the motions on our session so that I can play them back to you and show you where your dysfunction is. Kind of like a golf pro will take a video of your swing, draw lines on it. I'm going to do the exact same thing on my remote training protocol so that I can show you where you're dysfunctional and then apply exercises and then side-by-side videos 2 weeks later of here's you before, here's you after. Congratulations.
Wow.
Using that minimal dose effect, so that Jay and I talked about, the least amount of exercises that we can impart to make the maximum amount of change.
Okay, when you talk about the least amount of exercises, I'm going to go to Jason now. Jason, when you talk about minimal dose philosophy, how much time are we asking people to commit to?
We're looking at around 20 minutes maximum. You know, like, obviously I'd like you to exercise more than that, but you know, I always say that if I give somebody 3 to 5 exercises, they can handle that. They'll be able to commit to that program if it's only going to take them anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. And then what it does is it gives them the opportunity to ask for more. But if I overwhelm people with over 60 minutes of exercise and I give them like 30 exercises, then all of a sudden they feel overwhelmed. They feel like maybe I can't accomplish this, and they just fail. So we have to start them off by giving them success stories. And that success starts to build. And then people start going, well, okay, I've done the 20 minutes. Now what can I do? And that's when we start to build and build and build until you're performing at the highest level.
And your program is screening, coaching, and personalized programming. And how do you do that?
No, actually, my particular program, the Load and Explode program, is just an online training program. You just start from day one, and it walks you through 16 weeks of training.
Yes.
Now, you have to remember, if you're going to watch something like that, you know, it's built for, you know, 80% of the population. If you're a special person who has like injuries or any special concerns, that's when you really need to be screened properly, and you should be going on Lance's program.
Okay, so that thank you very much. Lance's program, Lance Gill, is screening, coaching, and personalized programming, and your Load Explode is the 16 weeks to follow along through the workouts online.
You got it.
With you at jasonglasslab.com. Excellent.
That's right.
When you talk about removing toxic elements, there's some, what are you guys referring to when you talk about toxic elements?
If you don't mind, I'll just take this one quickly. I like this analogy. If your child had a headache, you might give them a Tylenol or an ibuprofen, let's say, an Advil. But if I said to you, it was a really bad headache, why not give them 10? Instantly, people start feeling really uncomfortable. They're like, ooh, obviously that would be neglectful to give your child 10 Tylenols.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the same thing in our fitness programs where one or five exercises might be just what that athlete needs, but we overload them with 30 exercises because we feel like more is better. But in reality, we're creating a toxic load, which is muscle soreness, fatigue, that's keeping people from practicing and it's keeping people away from the golf course.
So that's why you say minimize recovery time, maximize practice and play.
You got it.
Yeah, I like it. That's appealing to everybody. The idea that you can do something for 20 minutes and that'll go fast. Of course, a lot of people like to have music or something in the background. I imagine once you get the sense of, let's say, Load Explode, you could add your own sounds.
You can add any kind of sound effect you like.
I love it. Okay, so Jason Glass, Jason has Load Explode, the 16-week online training program. And his website is jasonglasslab.com. Jason Glass, 2 S's, lab.com. Okay, and you can go to Coach Glass Podcast. It's free on iTunes. Okay, how often do you do your podcast?
Oh, we do our podcast every single week. We've done 212 weeks consecutively, so we're really proud of that, and we're really happy to have new listeners. If they go to iTunes and just put in Coach Glass podcast, and enjoy the show.
Okay, and so Jason Glass, he calls his Load Explode. All right, Lance, you're in the middle of the program launch. What are you going to call it? Do you have a name for it yet?
I call it the RTP, Remote Training Protocol.
RTP, awesome.
Yeah, I keep it simple. Minimal dose.
And minimal dose, and that's it, the minimal dose effect. And someone said to me, oh, yeah, that's become very popular these days. But actually, Lance Gill and Jason Glass have been working on the minimal dose effect for a long time. Real pleasure having you on the show, as always, guys. You're amazing. And do you go around the country? I know you talk to TPIs and you have conferences. Do you do bring the public into some of your experiences?
We've been talking about this for years, and it's on the horizon here where we're going to be speaking to the public. Majority of Jay and I's lecturing is to professionals, but at some point in time, this type of information needs to get down to the public level because they're the ones, they're the consumers, they're the ones that need the help. And yeah, we're working on a process to get this information out publicly.
You guys are a dynamic duo, you know, two Titleist Performance Institute, one strength coaching, the other performance coach. Awesome. I just can't wait for you guys to do that because I think it would be a really great way to get to the people. Get to the people. Thank you, Lance Glass and Lance Gill and Jason Glass for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle. Look forward to next time.
Excellent. Thank you. We're going to come back and talk Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. All right. Mary B. Porter King, over 10 years ago, I think it was more like 19 years ago, she's decided to bring together all of the junior golf associations on all the islands under, you know, have one sort of mission, one direction. And the direction really is to get to the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions. Right now, Matt Rollins has taken over. So when I say that, I think that Mary B. Porter King is the reason why we have such a focus on junior golf. She really started the movement. She really started getting kids involved in golf and getting them moving through from 6 to 7 all the way through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, whether they were Oahu junior golfers or Kauai junior golfers, Maui junior golfers, Big Island junior golfers, all within their own associations, and then working together, building their point system, going to the Tournament of Champions sponsored by Michelle Wee, and possibly going to the Asia Pacific Junior Golf, a Ryder Cup style event in Japan, or the Japan Golf Association bringing their kids here. It's so dynamic what's happened. It's so exciting. And we're going to talk to Matt Rollins about a conference that was just held on Kauai and what it was like taking our Hawaii kids to Japan for the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call. After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Speaking of Claude Brousseau, realizing your golfing potential, unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. You can find his book, and it's really good. Great illustrations, great photographs, great text, very easy to follow. Your short game is your game to make a score. So buy Claude Brousseau's book at MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. Now, I just want to mention that Marielle Galdiano, she is now 19. Have we been saying her name for, oh, I don't know, since she was 10. Marielle Galdiano of Pearl City, she is one of 12 players who's accepted an invitation to a practice session for the 12 players, the Curtis Cup practice session. The USGA has invited her to come for this two-day session at Shoal Creek, host site of the 2018 U.S. Women's Open. This is so exciting, and this isn't her first time to go, so even more power to you, Marielle. I know you've played in the Curtis Cup before, and I hope we see you there again. Matt Rollins is the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, took over for Mary B. Porter King, who, of course, continues as president of the board. But Matt Rollins is doing the heavy lifting, the day-to-day. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Excellent. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and sun's coming out. Lovely. It's supposed to be chilly, and the wind is northerly, and I hear it's a little overcast, but I know that about 30 guys are going out at Poipu Bay to play and have a great time. They're the Southside Men's Club. They're regulars. And I know the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is playing at Kapolei today, one of your events. It's fabulous.
Yeah, we have the we also have the Tournament of Champions coming up this coming weekend, so we're definitely looking forward to that.
That would be the one I was talking about earlier, the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions, the pinnacle of all the events that lead up to the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions is one happening, I believe, around the state at various times. I'm not sure if the one at Kapolei is a point winner. But why don't we start with the Junior Golf Summit on Kauai, the Aloha section, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the First Tee, all the Islands Association, Big Island Junior Golf, Maui Junior Golf, Lahaina Junior Golf, Oahu Junior Golf, Junior Golf Association of Hawaii, Kauai Junior Golf, all got together recently to talk about the direction you're going in as you're all teaching our kids this game and the values that come with the game, honesty, integrity, and sportsmanship. What came out of that conference?
Well, I think it was kind of a long time coming. Our board had been discussing something like this for quite a while. And it was really an opportunity for us to get these associations together in the same room, and for us to do a little bit of listening, kind of see what's going on out there on the ground level on some of these islands, and just talk a little bit about the game. Each association had an opportunity to present a little bit about what they're doing within their respective associations and for their memberships. We had a chance to play some golf because I think that's important. So we went out and played some golf together.
Bonding is very important.
A little bit of bonding. Yeah. There was lots of resource sharing. We sat down and we dug into, some of the gaps that existed, within the game. And we've identified some opportunities for, this collective group to work on going forward. So we're really excited about that. It was really just an opportunity for everybody to get to know each other and to learn how to support each other a little bit more. So it was a great weekend, and we had a lot of great feedback. So we're planning to hopefully do it on an annual basis.
That's a good idea. What were some of the gaps?
There's some areas in the state that are functioning very efficiently. And then there's some areas in the state that maybe need a little bit of help from one of these other associations to step in, whether it's us or whether it's the First Tee, or whether it's a program like US Kids. I think there's some opportunities for us to identify some of these areas. The Big Island, for instance, they're mainly based on Hilo, but they do have some activity over on the Kona side. And I think they're in need of some kind of some association leadership on that Kona side. So we had some discussions about that specifically. But it was kind of an initial step to identifying some gaps and then working more as a collective group. So we came out of the summit with three different committees. So we have a committee that's going to work on alignment amongst the group. So just talking about where we can be a little bit more efficient, where we should have some of the same policies in place, so that there's not a lot of surprises to the kids and parents out there. Another committee was communication. So communication internally amongst all of the associations, and then externally as well. And then the last one was Hawaii Junior Golf Day. So that's something that we partner with the Aloha section on in March every year. And the intent now is to get these island associations a little bit more engaged in Hawaii Junior Golf Day so that they can work a little bit harder to keep these kids that are introduced at that event, keep them engaged in the game and bring them on as future members. So
yeah, that's really good. That's really good because the Hawaii Junior Golf Day at Olomana, there were Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids there really working hard to engage the young kids that had never played or were just curious about playing. And they were really wonderful, the way they were committed to helping their younger siblings, quote unquote, golf siblings. Was the Aloha State Junior Golfers invited? There are lots of different organizations that work with junior golfers that are outside these ones that you've mentioned.
Yeah, so we did our best to be all inclusive of all of the major associations that have a membership, and they're running kind of an extensive program. So that was our first step. And we're obviously going to learn a few things from it going forward and potentially invite some other parties, in the future. But it was a great first step. Lots of positivity around the summit. We got a lot of parents and a lot of volunteer board members there that are giving a lot of time. And I think to bring them all together to talk, I think it's going to keep moving things forward in the right direction. So we're excited to get that going.
That's great. I'm hearing a lot in the background. It's like there's an outhouse nearby. So just be careful what you bump into. The Asia Pacific Junior Cup. I am so excited, and I always talk so highly of all the people who are involved in the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. You know, kudos to everyone who makes that possible so that our youngsters can go to Japan or we can bring the Japan golfers to Hawaii. Who helps put that together so that it's relatively affordable for parents?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity, and I've had the chance to go 2 years now. But Mary B really worked on this with Mark Wang of Hilton Grand Vacations. About 12 years ago, they put this plan in place, and it's such a great opportunity for the kids. So the last 2 years, we were able to go over to Japan, to Miyazaki, and these kids, for them to travel as a team together, a team of 16 for a week, meet some new friends, make some new friends in Japan, compete over there and experience the culture. And when you see them come home from a trip like that, they're such a close group following an experience like that. It's pretty amazing for our kids.
I bet. Do you have like any side trips that you do when you're in Japan other than going to the golf course?
Yeah, when we first got over there, they took us on a sightseeing tour. So Miyazaki is a little bit more in the country. So we ventured outside Miyazaki, and they took us to a waterfall and a farm and to a shrine the one day. So we were kind of off-site, about an hour worth of traveling in the bus to see some different locations. And yeah, just an amazing opportunity for the kids. And then our banquet night, the first evening, we got to go to the
the Phoenix Country Club, which hosts the Dunlop Open, which a lot of the top players on tour go to. And it was an amazing opportunity for us to see that clubhouse. And they have hand imprints that they've put in some sort of like a plaster of all of the past participants. So there's like handprints of Tiger Woods, handprints of Hideki Matsuyama, handprints of all of these top players, and you can go put your hand in there to see how it measures up. So pretty cool.
That is cool. Michelle Wee on social media, she loves showing off some of the stuff she eats, like live octopus and stuff. She's a character. And did you guys enjoy some of the more traditional Japanese cuisine?
Yeah, we did for sure. Lots of meat and different types of fish out there. Sometimes you don't always know what you're eating, but yeah, it was pretty amazing. The food at the golf course that we were staying at was fantastic, and then we were able to get out to some nice restaurants as well. So just another part of that cultural experience.
Now, how do the kids, for people who are just, you know, tuning in, how do the kids get to go to the Asia Pacific Junior Cup?
We have a point system, so a year-round point system based on how the kids do in various tournaments throughout the year. they basically accumulate points, and then at the end of the year, following our last event on Kauai in October, we make our selections at that point. So the top six girls and the top 10 boys make the team.
Make the team. So we'll probably see those top 10 at the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions next weekend.
Yeah, you bet. All of the boys and the girls there from the team, they'll all be there. And then all of our age division winners throughout the year also qualify for the Tournament of Champions. So I believe there's 61 players in the field this year.
61. Isn't that exciting? What are the ages from 6 and 7 to 17?
Yeah, they're right up there. They're from 7 through 18.
7.
So there's quite a range, and they play a number of different tee boxes to kind of suit their level of play and that type of thing.
So. It's wonderful. And they're so committed. I mean, when I giggle about the 7-year-olds, those 7-year-olds are hot. They're working hard. They're working hard on the game. Does it takes a special kind of commitment and focus for a 7-year-old to take up the game?
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of involvement from parents or grandparents to support them. And that's kind of what we've noticed out here, is that there's a lot of family support kind of at that age. And they kind of get them going. And then, in some cases, a lot of them kind of release them after that to, the various coaches, and swing instructors around the state. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those kids are super passionate. They all have a hero in the game. They've all been looking up to like a Ricky Fowler or a Michelle Wee or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of neat to see them come out, and they're kind of dressed up like their heroes are. Yeah, it's a neat experience for sure.
There are times when, of course, a family might not be able to afford some of the travel that's necessary to get the points that's necessary to become one of the top golfers, even though someone may be very good. Is there a part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association that has maybe some stipends for kids? Can you do that to help them out if they can't afford to travel?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of the island associations have their own travel stipends as well, which is great. And then we're putting in play an athlete assistance program in 2018 that will also support our membership traveling to local events and then to national events as well. So we're looking forward to that, and we're tying that into next year's actually our 20th anniversary.
So that would be like the Mary Caves Cup and all of the different things that some of the kids get to go to because of the points they've accrued?
Yeah, those events are already sponsored by us. So Mary Cave Cup and Junior America's Cup, Hogan Cup, some of those events we send a team at our expense already.
That's fabulous.
So this would be more for
Some of the juniors that are, one, need a little bit of financial assistance traveling around the state, or need some assistance traveling to like national championships or some American Junior Golf Association events, some stuff on the mainland that gives them some looks from some college coaches and that type of thing.
Yeah, that's great to hear. That's fantastic. Athlete Assistance Program. This is Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Executive Director Matt Rollins. How do kids become Hawaii State Junior Golf Association members?
Well, they can just join our association. Our membership is $35. They have to take a rules quiz, and then they're an official member. So we'll send them a little package, and they can get started right away. Obviously, it's great to see some of the younger kids join their island associations and various programs like that, and then work their way up to the state organization. But we've got a great membership program, lots of opportunities for the kids.
Is that the suggested preferred path? Go to your island organization before going to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Well, and I think even before the island association, there are opportunities at the club level as well. The Aloha section, they have a program called PGA Junior League, which is operated at a number of different facilities around the state as well. So there's definitely some starting points for golfers and even the island associations. A lot of the events that they run and the training opportunities for kids are more beginner level. So it's a great place to start there for the kids and for the parents. There's also not as much travel at the beginning that way as well. They can kind of stick to their island and find out how much their kid really enjoys it, and then advance to the state level where they maybe travel around a little bit more and play against the best players in their age group around the state.
Yes, excellent. Well, when you talk about seven-year-olds, they must have started early at the smaller. I coach Aloha State Junior golfers every Sunday over at Bayview. So there are definitely a lot of kids who are really interested in this game. Thank you, Matt Rollins, for being on the show with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Daniel. Always great to talk.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a young lady who had an interesting dream. She was inspired by Shark Tank to come up with a little business venture. And a couple of years later, she's still in business. We'll be back. Lily Green and Dad Nick Green have made McDuff Candles, a family project, into something that's quite successful. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii overhead doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I it's a gorgeous day for a round of golf, and maybe you'd like to play at Kapolei. There's a 9 o'clock, and Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:50, Makaha East at 10:30. The Kahili Golf Course has a 9:26 and 11:02. And at Maui Nui, you can play at 9:32 or 10:28. Okay, McDuff Candles. Light up the course. A young lady, and, you know, I just was wondering, you're never supposed to ask a lady her age, but I think in this case we can make an exception. Lily Green, she's 13. Nick Green, dad, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Ah, there she is.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Hi,
it's a very old dad is here too.
Yeah, you're a very old dad. Very old dad, Nick Green it is. Lily, did you start when you were 11?
I think it was when I was actually 12 years old that I started, but we started coming up with the ideas when I was 11.
Well, you know, as I said, the packaging is classy, excellent quality, American made, 100% soy fragrance candles, 8 cents, fescue, ocean, beach, magnolia. I was curious for people who may not know this. I said that you were inspired by Shark Tank. So tell us the inspiration to McDuff Candles.
So one day I was watching Shark Tank with my dad, and I told him, I said, Dad, I really want to be on Shark Tank. And he said, well, if we want to be on Shark Tank, we need a product. And so I was thinking, and we realized that something that we always have around our house is candles. And candles are like so expensive these days. And so we have the candles that we have are now $20, so we feel like they're more affordable for family.
Oh, they're beautiful too. I mean, you have so many different McDuff Custom Club candles. It started off and you've expanded. $18.95 is what I'm looking at. What is the logo on that, Nick?
$18.95. I'm not sure which one that you're looking at, Danielle, but we have a lot of clubs now. Would you believe it? We're nearly in 50 clubs and resorts now.
Wow. So yeah. The clubs are getting in touch with you, and they're putting their logos on your candles and selling them.
Yeah, so we also have a distributor who's signed by the sea.
So we've done a deal with Signs by the Sea. They're a company based in Jersey, and they actually do our signage. And so they approached us and said, hey, we love the candles, and we love the story, and we love Lily, and perhaps we can have our rep help. And as well as us selling them, they've done a terrific job in getting us out to these clubs. And Lily and I are going to be at the golf show in January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who knew, right?
Who knew? That's right. Okay, Lily, are you going to be on Shark Tank?
Well, hopefully. One factor is that we really have to have a lot of sales to be able to approach Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, we just want to... It kind of gets to the point where you work so hard and you have this business, and it gets to the point where you really don't need to go on Shark Tank.
That's right. I was going to say, you don't need to go on Shark Tank. You've been inspired by them, which is probably one of the things I'd like to have happen, which is perfect. I think you've probably come very close to creating your own college fund already.
We're working on it, Danielle. Working on it.
Now, you know, I've got to ask, at what point, for people who are entrepreneurs and they're trying something new, they think they've got a great product, they seem to be moving along. At one point, you start breaking even and starting moving into the profit margin. How long did that take?
It took us about 2 years.
Wow. So, patience. In other words, this is just now starting to become profitable for you.
And, you know, most businesses, as you will know, it can often take 3 or 4 years to do this. We're a little ahead of where we thought. We kind of set ourselves a goal at the beginning of the year of trying to get to 30 retailers. And once we went through that one, we set another goal. And I think with the show and the customization people seem to like, and club and member resorts seem to like them. So who knows? The sky's the limit.
Yeah, the sky is the limit. It's an international possibility, right? Yes.
Well, the challenge internationally is distribution. These things are heavy.
Oh.
So, you know, we get approached from, we've been approached from various European countries, but it's tricky to send them overseas.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
we're talking with Nick Green and Lily Green, the inspiration. And the place to go to get your Macduff candle is MacduffCandle.com. The candles, you don't have to get them from someplace where you've been, although that would be really cool because then you'll have a memento. And once the candle's burned, it'll still have the, but there's beach and dew. And I was about to say dirt. lemon slice and cinnamon stick, and there's just and roses, fresh roses, and lavender hill and lemongrass, and what in the world is black dirt in the black glass, I guess, and then there's dirt. How did you get dirt, the smell of earth?
Well, dirt is actually patchouli.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy, that's a nice one. I like that. But then again, I like the smell of dirt when it's rained. You know, that really earthy? Yeah.
Yeah. And as you were talking about some of the scents, we've released some holiday scents. We have cinnamon, pumpkin spice, and vanilla. And retail, and we're having a cyber weekend. It's 20% off with the coupon code MacDuff until this Monday.
Okay, so can I put that on my Twitter feed and Facebook?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great. Okay, and of course you have pumpkin spice. You're a smart girl. Oh my, Nick Green, Lily Green, are you on your way to a show now?
You can go.
Yeah, we are going to see Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night, awesome. Fantastic. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for spending some time inside the clubhouse. Really, hearing your voice, Lily, is always inspiring. And Nick Green, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha.
We appreciate it. Aloha.
Aloha.
Going to come back next. Golf Kitchen, Diana DeLucia. She's on her way to Hawaii. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I am so excited. I haven't seen Diana DeLucia since she released her first book, Behind the Gates. And now, of course, Diana DeLucia is CEO, Golf Kitchen, just back from Punta Mita. Flavors of Punta Mita, Four Seasons, St. Regis, and a spa treatment with tequila, and the kitchen brought right into your spa treatment. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. And I have absolutely no way to provide you with the kind of luxury surroundings that you've just experienced at Punta Mita in Mexico. Wow. Tell me about the spa treatment with tequila and the kitchen brought to you. What does all that mean?
Well, I was, as I was talking to people at the Four Seasons, which is a beautiful golf resort in Punta Mita, Mexico, we got into a conversation about the spa and how sometimes the kitchen is very close to the spa, and that seems unusual, but they're really doing a lot of treatments there using avocados and like fresh avocado treatments. And then they have tequila massages where they massage your entire body, which I did actually have myself, with tequila and some, you know, whatever oils and special things they put in into the tequila, but it's literally like straight tequila. It's like amazing.
I can't help but wonder if the skin can absorb some of the alcohol so that you can get...
Well, I thought that too. I was thinking, oh my God, am I going to be a bit loopy after this? But it wasn't.
So the Four Seasons, the flavors of Punta Mita, what was that all about? Tell us.
It was like the opening event of the... They have an opening event for, I think it's the peak season now they're going into over there. And I could be wrong, but this was their the first event of the year that they have where they're going into the peak season and they like to celebrate. And it was, you know, a real celebration of the flavors of Punta Mita in restaurant chefs in the area and within the resort itself. It was spectacular. They had a beautiful... almost like a nightclub discotheque party and swimming pool on the beach, and it was just wonderful.
Flavors of Punta Mita. What are the flavors?
Very tropical. A lot of avocados, a lot of fresh fruits, pineapples. There were some plants there I had never, ever tasted ever before. I couldn't even tell you the names of them right now. So I'm in Boston.
Yeah.
I'm not actually yet. In Connecticut at the moment.
Right. You're back in the United States. But I was just, you know, the flavors of Punta Mita just makes me want to go there and enjoy the cuisine. So when you were in Punta Mita, of course, one of the things that Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen CEO, is doing is she's putting together her next book, which is Golf Kitchen Americas. And she, of course, is constantly looking for great material for her Golf Kitchen magazine. The first issue is out already and in homes. And Diana, the response has been overwhelming. Everybody loves your magazine. The first issue, a huge hit. I have one person, I gave it as a gift for Christmas, and they own four restaurants in Los Angeles. Another person lives in D.C. He is a home chef. He has his kitchen. You would think you were in a restaurant, the way his kitchen is laid out. He makes his own almond milk. He's a fabulous chef. Chef in it and loved it, wants to try all the recipes when the kids come down from New York City back to D.C. for the holidays. So, and then my good friend Deb Avancé Salon, she got hers and she was fascinated by the pairing of the beer with all of the different recipes in one section of your magazine. Is that truly a movement now? I kind of experienced it in Scottsdale a while ago. Has it taken foot?
Oh, I would say that the boutique beers is a huge, huge thing right now. It's very trendy. There's many of them. Companies like Treehouse out of Boston are doing exceptionally well. You know, boutique beers are a big thing. Becoming as big as wine, really.
Becoming as big as wine. Excellent. So there you have it. I'm trying to do reference a boutique beer from Hawaii, and I know we have some breweries that are doing quite well. Your next speaking of Hawaii, your next journey will be Kohanaiki. And I can't wait because I think we'll be able to meet up on the Big Island.
I'm excited about it.
Yes, I can't wait to see you and to see you working and featuring Kohanaiki. This will be also for the magazine and for the book?
Correct, yeah. I think I would love to have Hawaii. And it was thanks to you, actually, that I'm going to Kohanaiki because it was you that introduced me to them.
It's wonderful. I'm really glad.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're coming. This is great. It's great.
And Patrick Heyman is a sensational chef, so I'm really looking forward to speaking to him.
When you go into a golf kitchen in one of the country clubs where the cuisine is really something personal to the chef. It's not, it's his ideas, his dreams, his putting together the flavors of wherever he happens to be and then presenting that to the members. What do you talk about and the culinary work that you do when you were with the Four Seasons chefs and the St. Regis chefs in Punta Mita and you were there on the beautiful Lanai that you, it was gorgeous, the place where you were taking the photographs of the food. What do they do? Tell it, walk us through that.
Well, I was interviewing about six chefs at Four Seasons, Punta Mita and St. Regis. So we're featuring, five or six chefs from Punta Mita because I'm creating a special edition of Gold Kitchen. Every year we'll have a specific country, and that'll be a fifth magazine, and it'll be a special feature magazine. And we're featuring about six chefs from Mexico, men and women, from the Four Seasons, from St. Regis, and also we're looking for another property to feature on the other side of Mexico. And we're also doing spa stories. We're doing superintendent stories, anything that can be related back to the kitchen, which is pretty much everybody at the club. But what they're doing is they're, one of the chefs I spoke to, he was from Argentina. His name is Chef Peto Persico. And he'll actually be my cover story. He's a very interesting chef. He's traveled all over the world, and he is into extreme snowboarding.
Extreme snowboarding?
And I was blown away.
From golf. Okay, this is Diana DeLucia, Golf Kitchen Mexico, a special edition magazine that'll be coming out. When you subscribe to Golf Kitchen Magazine, it's four issues right now. We just got fall, then winter, spring, and summer. You get the gist. And then there will also be her special edition magazine. And this first special edition after coming back from Mexico will be Golf Kitchen Mexico. And where does your chef will be on the cover of your special edition? Where is he cooking now?
He's at the Four Seasons, and I think he's at the Kapuri Beach Club. There's a really nice restaurant there. Well, every restaurant is really nice there. But he made us a great tasting menu, and I actually had grasshopper.
Oh!
I did. He had this beautiful sauce that was all, like, blended grasshoppers, and, it, you know, it kind of accompanied some kind of, a seawater. Seawater creature. It was amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
I do have a recipe, so it will be featured in that magazine.
What was the base of it? I mean, I understand the grasshopper blended, but what was...
I'm not sure. It was almost like a puree, a grasshopper puree, and I'm not sure what it was blended with. It was, you know, it was probably like the gizzards of the grasshopper or something.
I'm thinking of vinaigrette. Was there a vinaigrette? Was it honey mustard?
No, they don't mask the taste. You have to taste it.
What? I understand. I gotcha. Okay. We put a little salt and pepper in most of everything. So a little something. Okay. So this is great. You are really influencing people because what you've started with Golf Kitchen is featuring chef around the world, literally in your books and in your magazines. And when you have something like the Metropolitan Club Foundation And you can go to metcf.org to find the Metropolitan Club Foundation. They support educational programs for club managers to assist managers to further the club management profession, provide financial assistance to individuals from the public sector, including minorities interested in the club and hospitality fields, and in doing so, create a greater public awareness of professional opportunities. Just some here to promote the club management profession through academic programs offered by community colleges, culinary schools, universities, both in New York and other states. So they've invited you to come together, the 155 GMs and executive chefs, with your book, Golf Kitchen, the book and Golf Kitchen magazine. That's how incredibly impressed all of these people are with the work you have done. That must be incredibly, rewarding to know that you're in the midst of this movement to give people more information. Grasshoppers, just different kinds of foods, maybe in a, big one. But then I was just talking about Michelle Wee eating a live squid, on social media. So we're coming together globally and experiencing each other's cuisine, and you're providing this platform for people to do that. When are you going to see the Metropolitan Club Foundation?
On Tuesday. It's at Glen Head Country Club in New York, in Glen Head, New York. I'm really excited, actually. I haven't been to Glen Head, and that's going to be quite the experience. I'm looking forward to Edward Leonard. He is the Director of Culinary Operations at the Polo Club in Boca Raton, another place I'd love to visit. I was down there and I had heard all about how amazing it is. Actually, a guy called John Fornaro, who's the CEO of Boardroom Magazine, he had introduced me to the Florida clubs and had told me that the Polo Club is one of the most progressive that he's seen. So I'm looking forward to him. He's doing a speech or a class about passion for your culinary pride at the club. So that should be quite interesting. And Brett Morris, who's also the COO of the Polo Club in Boca Raton, he will also be speaking about the culture of excellence in your organization. So they're really starting to focus on the culinary side just as much as the golf side. And I think that's how to tie it all together and bring people back to golf.
Yeah. Well, once you've had 18 holes, the next thing you want to do is sit down and have an excellent meal where you can share stories with your friends, have a drink, a glass of wine with the meal, and that just rounds out a perfect day. So to have nothing, you've just had an exquisite experience on the golf course. You have to have an exquisite experience in the restaurant through the culinary work of the people who are in the golf kitchens. So let's give Chef Patrick just a little idea of what to expect when you are in Kohanaiki.
Well, it's going to be a busy 4 days, that's for sure.
Yes. What is he going to be? He's going to be cooking, and then he's going to be presenting. It's big. One chef told me what's awesome about having Golf Kitchen's Diana DeLucia, the whole idea of her coming is that he creates this fabulous presentation, not just the cooking of the food, but the placing it on the plate and the decorations they'll do with the different sauces. And then they present it to, and then 5 minutes later, it's gone. It's like creating this work of art and it's consumed and all that's left is this dirty plate. But
Some of the photography issues we have, I'm a culinary photographer by trade. And one of the things when you're shooting food in hot climates is you have to work with stealth, like in speed, and you still have to be spot on. Because when they're creating these fine dining dishes and it's extremely humid, you've got things like the environment working against you, particularly if it's an outside shoot, something like that. You have to make it three or four times, not just making it once. You might have to make the thing three or four times. It's got to be perfect every time. And then I always have them source everything at the table so that I'm ready to go click, 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 because that's about all the time we have.
Yes. And
to take those shots.
The chef has a photo of what he created. That's the benefit for the chef, not just presenting. Then afterwards, he actually has a photo of his artwork, you see. And that was what he said to me. He said, you know, knowing that I'm going to have a photo of what I created, that's, you know, that disappears in 5 minutes on a plate, but you make it last forever. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Pretty yes, cool.
Very cool.
I do enjoy that. I mean, it really is an art form. I mean, it really is. And I'm just finding so many more really talented chefs and pastry chefs in the golf club industry. And I'm really pleasantly surprised by the talent out there.
Diana DeLucia is an award-winning food photographer and author, CEO of Golf Kitchen, internationally recognized culinary writer and photographer. Each chapter in Golf Kitchen features history, executive and chef interviews and recipes from the kitchens of world-famous exclusive venues. You can go to golfkitchen.com. The book is available now. I'm sorry, I think you missed the huge Black Friday sale that was 40% off. What a steal that was. But it is still a beautiful, beautiful holiday gift for anyone that you know who's a foodie. Thank you, Diana. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Danielle. I'll see you in Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Steve Eubanks, the New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, and of course, he writes for Global Golf Post right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. And now back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Eubanks, Global Golf Post, New York Times bestselling author. He's written 30 books. I got to ask, okay, welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Great to be with you, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I got to ask you, first off, before we get to the 30 books you've written and which one was the New York Times best-selling book, why were you the worst caddy on the LPGA Tour during a brief stint when you were looping for Laura Braw? I mean,
I had written Laura's autobiography, and we were going out to promote the book, and we thought, well, you know, we're going to do it around tour stops. So I told her, I said, no reason to hire a caddy. I'm going to be there anyway. So having never done it before, I was bad. I was really bad. I did keep up with the show up, keep up, and shut up mantra, but beyond that, I was not very good.
That's funny, because you're a 4 handicapper now, from what I've read, and you were even better in college. So you do know how to choose clubs and read distance.
I do, and I can still read greens. The difficulty, of course, is not understanding the rhythms of the professional game and, getting in people's way and, walking when I shouldn't and, making a little too much noise here and there. But other than that, I mean, I did a passable and serviceable job, I guess, but, Laura should have and probably could have fired me several times.
I see. Okay. But see, what you've just given us is an insight into things we wouldn't have thought about. Walking when you shouldn't. You know, I guess we're going to have to look at the caddy more thoroughly from now on television so we can do a better analysis of whether or not that's a good caddy. Do you do that when you're watching golf?
I do now. And I guess it's just when you've watched the professional game now for as long as I have, you get a sense that there's a little ballet that's going on out there between the players, the caddies, and everybody knows where to stand, when to move, when not to move. When you see something, you don't notice it until you notice something out of place. So you notice somebody who isn't, working with the choreography. And then it stands out.
Something I hadn't even thought of, and I've been watching for years. But you're right. You know, you wouldn't notice it until somebody dances in the wrong direction. Choreography, that's well put. This is Steve Eubanks, a New York Times bestselling author. Now, he's written 30 books. So I kept saying, every time I'd Google, and there were books like Augusta, kind of a behind-the-scenes investigative piece. There was Golf Freak, one man's quest to play as many rounds of golf as possible for free. And then there's To Win and Die in Dixie, the birth of the modern golf swing and the mysterious death of its creator. Hey, true story. So which one? My money's on Augusta right now. Let's see. Do you have time to place your bets? Great. Okay, Steve, what's the answer?
Well, Augusta was a very good book and, in fact, continues to sell every April. So I will continue to get the royalty statements, and there's an uptick every April of that thing, and it's been out a long, long time. But yeah, that was one of the ones.
That was one of the ones. Okay, what was your other one?
I had one called All American, which is where I took two football players who played against each other in the 2001 Army-Navy game, and I followed their military careers for 10 years. So that one did very well for me.
Wow. All right. That sounds like an interesting book. Steve Eubanks is noted speaker, teacher, and lecturer, and he gave the keynote address to the Joint Forces Reserve Orientation Course, Command 2nd Fleet in Norfolk, Virginia. What is your background in military things?
Yeah, other than being a fan of our heroes, not much. I come from a family of veterans, and I am one who did not serve. So I had always wanted to do a book about this generation of heroes because I think what they've done is extraordinary, and I wasn't really sure exactly how to do it. Certainly I'm not going to go in bed with anybody. But then when I was watching the Army-Navy game, it dawned on me, those guys play knowing that they have no future in professional sports. They're doing it because they love the game, and then they're going to go serve their country. And I thought, that's the way to do it.
Wow. That is, speaking from personal experience, I know someone very close to me, my son, who joined the Army in prior to 9/11. And, he went to boot and he went to AIT and he did all that. And then all of a sudden there was a gearing up for war. And a lot of the guys from that time, just got in, just went to war. And they're staying in because it's not done yet. It's not done yet. And
it's an amazing thing. You're right, Danielle. And, one of the things about picking that 2001 game is the people who had gone to both the Naval Academy and to West Point had done so with no intention of going to war. I mean, a lot of them did it because they wanted a free education and to know that they had a job for 5 years after graduation. And so, that was a lot of the reasons for people going into the service academies at that point. Well, on September 11th, they knew instantly what their future held. And that game was played just a mere week after the 9/11 attack. So picking that one was kind of crucial to making the story what it was.
Wow. Steve Eubanks is the New York Times bestselling author. He writes for Global Golf Post. And we just had the conclusion of the LPGA Tour, the CME Tour Championship. It was an interesting conclusion. I mean, Arya Jutanugarn coming out of nowhere, so to speak, and taking over. Did that floor you?
It did. I was there. And, you know, I'm standing on the first tee, and I have to tell you, Arya hit perhaps the worst opening tee shot I've ever seen by a pro on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a fat toe hook with a two iron that went about 150 yards into the tree. It was terrible.
Yeah, I think we've seen something like that in a final round of something on the men's tour when it went left into the trees. But he was under the gun pressure. Can't remember who that was who hit that shot just to get done so that they could get through the darkness. They wanted to finish the hole. He knew he didn't have a chance. It's not sparking any thoughts on you. But let's go back to Arya Jutanugarn. Coming back, she had this fabulous year last year. She had nothing this year. And then she wins the tour championship and takes it from Lexi Thompson, which was kind of interesting because here, you know, the Arya winning was to me like amazing story, but we talk so much about what Lexi accomplished and what a difficult year she had overcoming the rules decision and all of that.
It was a great year. It could have been a historic year. And one of the things that, you know, you talk about all of the things that happened to her, it goes all the way back to the opening event of the year. Because at the Pure Silk in the Bahamas back in February, she was leading the golf tournament and got caught out in the worst weather of the week. Really a gale force that came in off the Caribbean, about a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing the rain sideways. And she ends up losing to Brittany Lindstrom in a playoff. The last hole there is a very easy par five that she had reached throughout the week with as little as a 7-iron. And she was unable to make birdie on the last hole to capture the championship and ended up going one extra hole. And Lindstrom made a birdie and walked away with it. So the things that happened to Lexi were ongoing and have been ongoing throughout the course of the year. You know, she lost to Arya Jutanugarn at the Mandalay, where she had a 4-shot lead. And shot 39 on the back nine, very un-Lexi-like. And then in the Tour Championship, she missed. I'm going to be generous and call it a two-footer. It may have been as short as 18 inches. And just hit a shoved putt and missed that. For all the marbles, she would have been number one player in the world. She would have won Player of the Year in addition to winning the CME Globe and the Bear Trophy. So and she walked away with two of those. But the other two slipped through her fingers just because of that one little missed putt.
Amazing. She always seems to come back with grace. She handles herself with grace. I mean, we saw tears once. But what is it about Lexi that she's able to just let it go?
You know, it is an amazing thing. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she has always been raised in the spotlight. She always understands that she is in the spotlight, that she is constantly on. And so she never lets her guard down in that regard. And look, I mean, the fans love her. The kids love her. She loves them. So if you know, after she missed that short putt, she came right back out and signed autographs. She walked out of the scoring tent, walked right down the gallery rope and signed everybody's stuff that they wanted, as she always does, no matter what the circumstance.
It's beautiful.
So, it shows a lot of class on her part.
Yes. Now, on Arya, what came together after that terrible first drive and this really, compared to last year, odd year for her? What came together?
I think several things. I mean, she's had a shoulder problem throughout the course of the year. For a period of time, it led to some terrible rope hooks that you just cannot play with out here. And so, She finally got healthy. She finally got her golf swing back in shape. But the things that Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott have been teaching her throughout the year, the Vision 54 ladies, about putting all of this aside and focusing on the process, that has finally taken hold for her. She's able to block out everything else around her. She's able to block out what her circumstances are. She's all of the hoopla surrounding her, all of the things that are at stake, and simply focus on, this is the only thing I can control, this shot that's currently at hand, and I'm going to make sure that I do it as best as I possibly can. And that's what she said over the final putt that she needed to win. And she said, I really didn't care whether or not it went in. I wanted to end the year having hit as good a putt as I possibly could. And she did, and she made the 15-footer to win.
That's awesome. Now, the next person, and we only have 2 minutes, and it's a long story. Lydia Ko. She's another one where winning, and boom, what happened this year? She changed a lot, but does that really explain it?
Well, I think she had gone through some changes in her golf swings that didn't work, and now she is attempting to go back to the golf swing that she had when she was 15 years old. And in a lot of cases, when you're 20, the things that came so naturally to you at 15 don't come so naturally anymore. So she's really had to fight to find those old feelings that she had. I will say this, I would be surprised if Lydia doesn't win early in the 2018 season. She was really playing well coming up to the end of the year. She played okay at the Tour Championship. And I think that starting in the early 2018, we're going to see Lydia back in the winter circle. Putting is back. The ball striking is as good as it's been. It's more difficult to win out there now because you have more talent. But I think we're going to see her winning again very soon.
You know, it's kind of scary when you say that when you become 20, what you did when you were 15 doesn't come so easy anymore. You know, it's like, wait a minute, it's only 5 years. Okay, kids, you got to really work hard quickly. And of course, we started off with a bunch of TPI guys who are really into conditioning. Jason Glass and Lance Gill. We talked about how multiple sports are really important to not getting injured. And I just don't want you kids to work too hard on one thing. Stay versatile so your body doesn't get hurt. Awesome talking with you. Steve Eubanks, Global Golf Post. I hope you'll be on the show again.
Well, Danielle, thanks for having me. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Aloha. Got to thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, we wouldn't be doing it. It's as simple as that. They pay for the airtime. Futurastone's master craftsmen, they can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project. Let's say even, you started something and you realize, my goodness, I'm way out of my depth. This isn't at all what I thought it would be. It looks so simple on TV. You got to get in touch with Futurastone, because they'll take care of it, and they specialize in natural stones. They specialize in the Brazilian quartzite flagstone. Maybe you've seen that. They have AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems. Now, that's for somebody who's really close to any kind of, flood area that you wouldn't expect to be a flood area, but all of a sudden seems to be prone to it. That's perfect. Interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futurastone, only the best. Creative Plumbing. Now, here's a family been in the business for over 40 years. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, whether it's a new build, they start from the ground up, they renovate everything, they repair. If you need something that has to do with the plumbing in your home, in your office, in your building, you call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Serving Hawaii for over 40 years. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Rainer Doors, call them 647-2056. And of course, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. His book is Realize Your Golfing Potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. You can find it on his website. It's MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. And if you're interested in Golf Kitchen, the book, it's a great present too. And that would be at GolfKitchen.com. I'd like to thank Avance, a full-service salon, for all of the work they do and for supporting this show as much as they do. And Hawaii Golf HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com, HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. That's where Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer Norm Gunther has all of his golf packages, and you can book your trip to or from Hawaii at HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And if you'd like to hear any part of the show again, you can always go to RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.